Our live coverage of Jackson Area Football is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry. Live high school football is on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Seymour, Keith Richards coming to you live from Pinckney High School tonight. Took the drive out here to catch the road tilt. Here's the Vikings of Jackson High have visited the Pirates here. And, you know, it was raining when I departed the radio station tonight, Keith, and here it is, a beautiful night for football at Pinckney High School with lovely conditions and great digs. This is a beautiful athletic facility, and we're ready for some game time.
Forgot to mention the 3-0 Vikings.
It's a nice feeling to come in here and have a 3-0 Vikings team to view. And we've seen them earlier in the season. We saw them in a pretty handy win over Waverly. Dominant there, and the offense looked quick. The defense looked even faster. And they're going to be a handful for anybody this year. Those matchups will be difficult with that kind of speed. This is their first 3-0 start since 2019. And before that, they had done it again in 2018. Before that, it was 2003. Before that, it was 2000. 99, 98, 96, 91, and then 76 and 70, going all the way back for the times that the Vikings were 3-0. Now, the last time in 2019, they ended up finishing 5-4, lost in the first round of the playoffs. So it was a less than exciting rest of the season, but it started out great. And the time before that, however, they had, in 2018, they went, swept the conference, won the league in the first year, and I think that's what they're looking to. That's the kind of.
Yeah, I don't foresee them going 5-4 this year. I think they got their sights set much higher than that.
I know, talking with Coach Antonio Parker, he was on with Mark Daly recently. Conference championship is one of the goals right there in their crosshairs, and I think that's one that they definitely feel like is achievable. So start there, and then it goes on after that. I think they're coming in off of a nice win over a Tecumseh team that's maybe had their number a little bit recently, but 28-20, the win there. Jackson at home against Tecumseh, now heading out on the road and looking to do the same against this Tecumseh team that they've had their number. Jackson's had Pinckney's number the last couple years, winning the last two times. However, since joining the league, it's a three up, three down matchup here, so it's pretty even.
Well, let's break that right now. Got a 0-3 Pinckney team that apparently was 0-9 the season before that, and they're extremely young team. Mm-hmm. So I think they got an excellent shot, but you better not overlook anyone, especially not at their at anybody's home facility.
Definitely going to have a pro Pinckney crowd. So far, the visiting stands have not filled out very much, but here the home stands are filling in little by little. But they are going to have a noisy student section. We can see that they're here in the bright neon yellow and orange, kind of a construction crew look here for the Pinckney student section here at home. And yeah, they will be raucous. The band on the field right now. Let's go ahead and take a 3-minute break here on the pregame. Get a little bit more coverage of what to expect tonight as the Jackson Vikings here on the road take on the Pinckney Pirates on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
In our 90 years, County National Bank has experienced many changes, from typewriters to computers, catalogs to e-commerce, and rotary phones to smartphones. We've been here through all of them. For 90 years, we provided mortgages that built memories, loans that grew businesses, and support for local charities. Simply put, CNB provides better banking by helping business and personal customers reach their dreams, big or small. Discover 90 years of better banking at your local branch or cnbb.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399979.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493, and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Keith Richards here on the pregame as the Jackson Vikings on the road to take on the Pinckney Pirates. Tonight, the marching band is finished up. They're now lined up to welcome the Pinckney players onto the field as the Vikings making their way out of the locker room. Keith, Pinckney coming in up a 7-0 loss last week on the road at Chelsea. That's a close game, though. They played with a good Chelsea team, so we'll see what they can do here against Jackson. Meanwhile, the Vikings, as I mentioned, 28-20 winners over at Tecumseh in the first conference games for both of these teams. I do want to note, at 0-3, Pinckney hasn't gotten really blown out so far, and their opponents' combined records are 7-2. Of course, three of those are wins against Pinckney, so really 4-2 without those games in consideration. So it's not that they lost to bad competition. Chelsea has a good program. Corona is unbeaten this year so far. So, yeah, they're
once again, ladies and gentlemen,
we don't know exactly what to expect. So I'm looking forward to seeing them having that match with Chelsea. Jackson having played Tecumseh, we'll get a good idea tonight about what the whole league overall looks like and who's really the cream of the crop there in the SEC White.
Well, the same kind of with Jackson. They got three wins, but none of them are in blowout fashion. Some of them have been very close, especially the first game of the year. Well, my bad. The game you called with Waverly was a blowout, but
yeah,
the other two are real tight.
Yeah, so Jackson does have blowout capability for sure. Ton of speed, as I mentioned before, the skill players. They've got five or six weapons on offense that they can go to that are all a threat to break a big play at any given moment. And on defense, Charles Johnson, Blair Pippen were the standouts in the game we saw. I'd expect the same from them tonight. A couple other guys. Right, of course, the defensive backs are all pretty talented. So it's, yeah, it's good. I'm looking forward to a good matchup tonight, Keith. But I think Jackson, if I had to take a favorite tonight, I'd give it to Jackson. And I'd predict them with a win. But you still have to come out like you kind of said in that first segment. You have to. You can't overlook this team. You can't go out there and not execute because they're probably good enough to capitalize on some turnovers, or if you go out there and you're getting some some of those procedure penalties, false starts. You know, getting into a lot of first and 15s or first and 20s with a hold. You know, you get in those kind of behind the chains things, and it's tough to come back from that.
You mentioned the false starts, and we're being treated a chorus of cowbells right now to make some noise and cause some chaos, just pick up some cheap penalties. So, no doubt, Jay High's got to go up against a hostile crowd and perform.
Yeah, if you're out there missing signals, missing play calls, missing snap counts, it can get tough real quick. So they'll have to do their first kind of on the road setup here at Pinckney. But again, it's a beautiful weather night for football. It's a beautiful stadium, really top-notch facilities here at Pinckney High School, and really good staff up here too. Been nice welcoming to us up here in the booth. They said they get a couple radio visits per year, so we're glad to be one of them. And just about ready to go. It always feels like it takes longer than I want it to on the pregame, Keith, because we're ready for game action. We'll be Jackson will be next in action next week at Ypsilanti Community. They go into the night 1-2 on the year, so Jackson will feel like if they can get out of here with a win, they go on the road there and feel like a favorite on the road again. Meanwhile, Pinckney, after this one, they have a home game, but against that good Tecumseh team. So depending on how this matchup goes, I have a good sense about what to expect from Tecumseh. And that's what's up next. Our next broadcast will be on the road again next Friday night. We'll be headed to Dearborn Divine Child with Lumen Christi. So that's our plan for next week. Currently, we'll take a three-minute commercial break, and when we come back, kickoff time. Vikings and Pirates on WKHM next.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493, and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
We're ready to go here at Pinckney. Kickoff picked up at the 21 by Pinckney and returned out past the 35. Still on his feet. Rumbled past the 40 all the way near the 45 before being stopped on the return. And that is quite a return. And Henry Tobby.
Number 2, Charles Johnson, and number 11, Daniel Eubanks.
I saw Daniel Eubanks on the tackle. Pinckney won the toss and elected to receive, and that's why they got the ball to start off the kickoff, or after the kickoff.
Great field position spotted at the 46-yard line on their own side of the field, but first down in Viking territory if they can get there. They come out with a kind of a pro set pistol formation, shotgun for the quarterback with running back behind him. Now he steps up beside the quarterback, two receivers to the left, and hands off on first down. He's got some room to run, gets to the edge, to the sideline, and he gets past that first down marker all the way to the Jackson Viking 40-yard line, getting 14 yards on first down.
Senior Dyer Simpson with the tackle. Chased him down and pushed him out of bounds.
So Pinckney with the handoff on first down, getting big yardage. If you can block these Vikings, that is a place where I think they're susceptible, is in that, you know, if you can get some good rushing game going, and that you could see they can work in a little run pass option too with that kind of a delay handoff.
That's the problem with the kickoff, such great field position.
Ramey takes the snap, hands off again, and this is going to be about 9 yards, maybe 10, on first down again, and we're giving another carry to Tobby there, so they'll call it just short of 10 yards, as I mentioned, but put him on the Vikings 31 with second and one. This is a kind of chance for you to open up the playbook a little bit if you feel like you want to maybe take a deep shot. So we'll see if it's a sophomore quarterback, Jax Raymond, for Pinckney, but he's got almost a year's experience as starting quarterback under his belt at this young age. He takes the snap and play action into the slot and open guy, and I couldn't tell, Keith, did that look like out of reach or just?
No, it just was way out. It wasn't close. It was completely inaccurate.
Hayden Beaver, the intended receiver on the play, bring up third down and 1 yard for Pinckney. We're just underway here. First quarter brought to you by Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943. That's right, 80 years. And they owe it all to their loyal employee family at Industrial Steel Treating. Scoreless here, just underway. 10:42 to play first quarter. On the incompletion there, the clock stops. And again, that pistol form for Pinckney with two receivers left, one right for Raymond. Takes a snap, hands it off, and Vikings are there. First time they've really been able to shut down the run on this drive, and they put Tobby back. We'll see if they give him a little forward progress. And
tackled in the backfield for a lost
number
spot.
Spot looks at about the 32.
Number 76 has made two great plays for the Vikings, but I don't see him on the roster.
And that was what the press box announcer said, number 76 on the kick when he kicked off. We'll see if we can't rectify that before things get too far in here, but it's a fourth down and about three here for Pinckney, and they're going for it. Offense on the field. Trip receivers left for Raymond. Nobody on the right.
Man-to-man defense for the Vikings.
Rolling out to his left, looking to throw. Raymond has time. Now pump fakes. Defender goes near, still comes down to make the tackle. And it's Bryce Nastali pulling down Raymond for the loss and the turnover on downs.
Nastali got way up in the air, missed him, but as he came down, grabbed his ankle and pulled him down for the sack. Huge play. Gives the Vikings the ball right at the 40-yard line.
9:48 to play here in the first quarter for Industrial Steel Treating, and the Vikings will get their first possession after, again, a couple runs that gashed the Vikings right away, but they toughened up a little bit and were able to get the stop.
That was about third and a half a yard. And just drove them back two plays in a row. Well, incomplete pass and then the sack.
Vikings offense now comes out. Kyron Stamper has been taking the snaps. Of course, a converted running back now playing that quarterback position, rolling out, looking downfield. He's got a man with a step, He's oh, right through his hands. All he had to do was make that catch, and it's a touchdown.
He's kind of dialing the wizard the whole time. He looked over one shoulder, looked over the other, kind of spotted at the last second, but couldn't get his hands on it well enough to catch it. But the ball was right there. It just was kind of an awkward angle to see it all the way in.
Stupendous play call for the Vikings to get a wide open receiver downfield and just threw his arms incomplete, so it'll bring up second down and 10 from the 40 on their own side of the field. But the Vikings starting with good field position here. See what they do now. Stamper back in the backfield in motion from the wing. It's going to be kind of a quarterback sweep. Stamper on the move, dodges a tackle in the middle of the field. Now slowed down and then eventually stopped. Get about 5 yards on that second down carry, and will bring up third and 5 for the Vikings. Make it third and 4 as they give forward progress out to the 46.
Gain of about 6 yards.
First downs at midfield. Kyron Stamper. That was a designed quarterback run play there. That wasn't really an option, but you will see them use kind of a lot of option back there out of that shotgun, where Stamper can decide if he wants to keep it or give it up. They can also throw out of that set sometimes. So it really keeps the defense guessing, and we already saw Stamper's got a good enough arm to make him a dangerous passer. Another kind of QB sweep, immediate run, and he's stopped in the backfield. That's going to pull him down for a loss. At about the 41, I think we got a flag coming in late over there. Unless that was something else. No, there is a flag on the sideline.
Loss of about 5, however, there is a flag.
It's
going to
be something extracurricular, Keith, for a taunt or a...
I was almost wondering if he got a face mask or something, the way that he was kind of thrown down.
Yeah, a lot of tackles were in there and blockers, so that was obscured for us up here, but maybe a horse collar even could have been a thing. So we'll see what the call is. Right now, it would make it fourth down and 10, and it's going to go a personal foul against Pinckney.
Personal foul against the Pirates. 15-yard penalty results in a first down.
So that'll take the Vikings all the way down to the Pinckney 44-yard line. With 8:46 to play first quarter, we're still scoreless, but Jackson saved from what would have been fourth and about 10 to first and 10 in Pinckney territory.
Yeah, fourth and 9 for sure.
Stamper on the run again, and he's going to go nowhere. So far, the Pinckney defense has done a good job in pursuit on Stamper. And we've seen the Vikings so far, the runs have all been kind of headed toward the outside of the tackles area. So we'll see if that at some point try to run it in the middle. Slow to get up on the play now, Vikings player.
Look like Cameron Walker, one of my former students.
Second down and about 10 here, the call. We got trainers making their way out to Walker. Still down. We got 8:21 to play first quarter. Scoreless out of the gate so far. We did have a couple scores come in. I'm not sure if they just played yesterday or what, Keith, but we had Dexter with a 56-19 win over Ann Arbor Huron. We drove through Dexter on our way here tonight. Also, Riverview Gabriel Richard, 40-19 winners over Ann Arbor Gabriel Richard. Wow. And then Detroit Henry Ford Jackson, Detroit Ford 20, Detroit Mumford 0. Thanks to GOC, the legendary Greg O'Connor, feeding us whatever scores he's got during the nighttime. He did handicap that other game on the network over on K105.3, the Northwest Mounties hosting Coldwater tonight. Greg did handicap that. I won't give you the number, but I was going to take the points he was given.
Who did he favor?
We'll leave it. Obviously, he thought the Mounties were going to win.
Aha.
We'll get a score update from there as soon as we have anything. But for now, Walker is being helped off the field. Looks like it's a leg injury. For now, we couldn't tell you how severe, but he is being helped off and favoring his left leg on the way out. So with 8:21 to play, we're scoreless. Jackson on a second and 10 from the Pinckney 44-yard line. Stamper out of the shotgun. And in motion across formation. This time he pitches out on the option play. He's going to have some room to run up the sideline. Head of steam into the secondary, and he's going to get down near the 30-yard line, forced out of bounds. And on the play there,
knocked out of bounds by number 4, Prince Hayes.
Do we have
Prince Haley? Prince Hayes knocked him out of bounds.
Sorry, one of the runner on the play, Bryson Estalley. So it'll be first and 10 Vikings, and they did get all the way up to the 30-yard line for Jackson.
Man, that's the second huge play Nastaly has.
Yeah, having himself a nice day so far. And we still have lots of time in this one, just under 8 minutes now to go first quarter for Industrial Steel Treating. Stamper with three receivers to his right. He's rolling that direction, looking to throw right now. Pumps, steps back, now reverses field. He's got to escape the pursuit, and they're able to trip him up.
We
get a big loss for Stamper at about the 40-yard line, and a flag comes in late in the play.
Loss of eight. There is a flag.
And it came in after the tackle, so I don't know what it could be for.
I mean, this is, again, a very end face mask.
I was told the camera guy needs to wipe his lens. The main guy is doing a huddle or no lens.
It's not us.
Personal foul against Jackson is declined. Play stands, brings up third down and long.
So this time it's a personal foul against Jackson. So each team has taken a personal foul penalty. Pinckney will decline the penalty because the... It'll make it second down and
20.
Almost exactly 20. Again, rolling out and unable to get the throw off, Kyron Stamper. And then as he went to reverse field, the pursuit was close enough. They were just able to catch his heel and trip him.
Yeah, since it was declined, it's actually third down and 20.
Well, that was still a first and 10 on that play. There's a handoff. No, fake me out. End around here. Coming across now with the first down marker. So he gets to the marker, stays on his feet, past the 20 to the 15. Now maybe down to the 12.
Zaire Simpson.
We do have another flag down on the sideline. That was Zaire Simpson on the end around play. And we'll see what the flag ends up being. And it looks like they're walking it back. It's going to be a holding against the Vikings.
No. Huge play for the first down, negated.
10-yard penalty from the spot.
That would have been about 27 yards on the end around play, but with the hold, we'll move it back instead. And so it remains second down, and from the spot of the foul, it moves it back to the 43-yard line. So we'll call that second and 23.
They're lucky that it happened later in the play and not right away. Second and 30 would be really daunting. This is bad enough, but picked it up the last time. Let's see if we can get it one more time.
So we got two backs with Kyron Stamper in the backfield now. Takes the snap. Play action, looking to throw. Moves out of the pocket. Throws it up the sideline. Just a little wheel route there. For Nastaly up the sideline. It's thrown beyond his reach and incomplete. We'll bring up third down at 23 for the Vikings.
Third down and 23 yards to go.
6:17 to play here in our opening quarter, brought to you by Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson. Vikings huddled up near the 50. Ball spotted on the 43 on that left hash. There's the snap. Stamper rolling out to his left, looking to throw. Stops. Got to escape a rush there. He does get a throwaway up the sideline. It's intercepted at the 20. Stopped immediately, and they'll put it on the 19, but Stamper, under duress, had to throw that one up or take a sack. He went with the pass, and it's intercepted. Almost keep effectively a punt. Now, that was a third down play, but when you throw it up like that, they intercept it. This will be the worst starting field position for either team on a drive.
Nolan Carruthers with that interception, a senior for Pinckney. But, yeah, the fact that it's down to the 19 helps a bunch, so chance to get the ball back without too much damage.
Pinckney's offense second chance here. They had a little something going on their first drive, a couple first downs, or one first down and then 9 yards plus, only to be moved back by the Jackson Viking defense. Out of a shotgun here, and handing off on first down again is Raymond, and this time the Vikings are ready for the run and stop him for a short gain, maybe one. Second down and 9.
Stopped after a gain of about 2 by number 9, Kylan Davis. Brings up second down, 8 yards to go.
Freshman Kylan Davis with a tackle.
Pirates break the huddle here. Second down. Pistol formation. Raymond out of the shotgun. And three receivers to his left. Takes the snap. Back to pass. Gets a throwaway out to the sideline. Over the shoulder Outlaws. Get overthrown to the receiver intended for Nolan. Joe Carruthers on the play. Incomplete pass. Third down and nine for Pinckney.
Jaden Potter in his hip pocket with the coverage. Didn't give him any real chance to catch the ball.
I saw them doing that throw in warm-ups over here in the corner of the end zone, Keith, and pretty accurate on that throw. So they, you know, it's a play that they work on and a throw that he makes regularly, but in this case, a little too far and incomplete. Third down. Two receivers left, one to the right for Raymond with Tobby in the backfield. And now some motion on the line, it looks like, for Pinckney. So they'll move it back 5 yards and make it third and about 14. It's really like 8.5 yards. But
5 yard penalty will bring up third down and 13 yards to go.
If you didn't make it out tonight, you missed. They've got a Pinckney Pirate running around selling 50-50 tickets.
Well, Jackson High is right where they want to be, in a possession to get this ball right back and have another go at it.
Yeah, just the nothing hurt by the interception at this point, and if they can get another stop here, they might get good field position on a punt. And, you know, with the skill players and the speed that Jackson has, a punt return could easily turn into points. The timeout for Pinckney, they realize how important this play is. We'll take a 30-second commercial break with the timeout. Scoreless here in the first quarter, 5:26 to play when we come back on WKHM online at WKHM.com.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle with Keith Richards in the studio. No, not that Keith Richards. You should know by now that it's just a different accent. Third down play for Pinckney. 14 to gain or so. Raymond under pressure, escapes the pocket. Now out in the flat, and they're going to chase him to the sideline. And he's going to avoid losing much Raymond yardage, but he will get brought down for no gain.
Blair Pippen chased them out of bounds. Puts Pinckney in position to have to punt the ball back to Jay High.
Let's see who the Vikings send out to return here, and it looks like it's Stamper back deep right now. They did. There were some comments here in the press box before the game that the punter looked like he had had a little extra pop this weekend. So we'll see. Maybe a decent punt coming our way here.
Problem with a decent punt is it gives the returner more room to work.
Try not to outkick the coverage here. Stamper standing on the 50-yard line now, just a little bit behind it. There's the snap. The punt is away. It's a good high one, end over end. But it's drifting to the sideline. It does get out of bounds, and no return.
But the defender crashed into the punter.
Did they get? Do we have a flag out?
Oh, yeah.
So it looks like we might have a roughing the kicker penalty here. And that is going to go against Jackson. And that'll be a first down for Pinckney. So
roughing the punter penalty.
Knocked him flat on his back.
4:52 to play here, first quarter for Industrial Steel Treating, and it is a scoreless tie. Pinckney with the penalty will keep possession. Still on their end of the field, but that's going to move them up to, would that be the 31 or so? No, they'll get it to the 21.
So the killer part of that penalty was the automatic first down. No, not.
Oh, so it was only a 5 yarder, so they just get the yardage. So they'll kick it again. Stamper back to return.
Stamper D.
Must have decided there was a little acting with that landing.
Yeah, the way you described it, crashed into him. There's a snap, a little high. going to get the punt away, and he fell down again. This time, good punt, though.
But they threw the flag.
Stamper at the 40, and he's going to take it up to the Pinckney side of the field at the 45, but the flag did come out.
Well, this time I can say he did not crash into him, but it was just enough.
Can they flag him for faking it? They do make a call against Jax on that. That's unbelievable. And it was...
There was some contact, but it was almost more of the punter drifting into the defender.
It was Charles Johnson back there, and honestly, I think he had a fair chance to get a hand on the football and just tried to avoid contact. And really, if they bumped it all, I'm surprised. But now they'll bring up fourth down and four. And so, again, maybe just a chance to get a better punt and worse field position for the Vikings, or maybe a fake, but there's the snap. This time it's great. The punt gets away, and this one's going to go to the sideline. And bounce, take a pick. Your old stays in bounds. Down to the 17-yard line. Wow.
Well, the defenders was really, really scared to go after the punter this time for noticeable reason, but it went right over the returner's head and died perfectly inside the 20-yard line.
Yeah, it hit right at about maybe the 39 and had some English on it and just rolled along that sideline without going out, and the Vikings' field position will be at the, looks like the 18 they'll give them for the spot, and first and 10 Vikings. But that flips the field. And worth it, I guess, for those two penalties for Pinckney to get this kind of field position.
Turned out to be about saving them about 30 yards.
Yep.
However, if Jackson can grind out a nice drive here.
4.5 minutes to play. We're still in the first quarter, and we're scoreless. And easy to see at this point in the tilt anyway, Keith, how that game against Chelsea could end up 7-0.
You pointed out, Pinckney has not been blown out yet.
No, they're not playing poorly so far. And this time, Kyron Stamper would play option, I guess, keeper, fake to the run. Stamper, and he's going to get about 4 yards on first down, second and six for the Vikings. Oh, they're getting a little more yardage than that. Pretty good spot. Call it six, second down and four.
4 yards to go.
Clock running out to about the 4 minute mark in our first quarter.
Stamper kept those feet churning and got a couple extra.
He'll take a snap here. Second down. End around play that they ran successfully. The first time got called back for a holding. This time it works again. And so on second down, Zaire Simpson carries it out to about the 38-yard line. And that'll move the chains for the Vikings. Nice game. Just a little fake to the fake dive play to the running back. Simpson comes around an end around and gets ahead of steam. Good run for Simpson.
That action was effective. You could see the defense bite on it and left a big old hole for Simpson to scamper through.
And that's what Coach Parker had kind of said on the radio, is that they have to be so aware of Stamper's running to start. And then you have to start considering all the other options. So it is tough to defend this Jackson offense. First and 10 from the 39-yard line. And that's a quick pass to the wing, which is Simpson. He gets about 2 yards, maybe three. Taken down hard, but it'll be second down and about eight here for the Vikings. Let's call it seven.
Senior Travis Budnick got the tackle for Pinckney. They had him surrounded as soon as he caught the ball, so he didn't really have too many options. Did good to pick up a couple yards.
2:45 and ticking down here in the first quarter. The Vikings offense comes to the line of scrimmage, second down and about 7 yards. And right now you kind of got to look for where is Simpson on the field. He takes the handoff, goes off tackle to the left side. He's going to get stopped for no gain there. He's been a go-to player on the offense so far for the Vikings. They do give him about a yard, so we'll call it third and six here for the Vikings.
No gain on the play.
And about 2:13 to play. Still in the first quarter here for Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson. Ghost Energy Drink, one of our sponsors. Flavor tonight was Phase Pop. 10 calories, so I doubled my calories from my usual Ghost Energy. I went to the gym this week, so it's fine. Stamper taking the handoff, rolling out, looks to throw. He's got a man, now picked off. looked for a moment like Jaden Ramirez was open. Defenders kind of playing outfield back there and just converged on the pass play and intercepted.
Kind of has an interesting little throwing motion where he kind of flips it out there. Doesn't have a lot of heat on the ball, and it kind of gave the defense time to snag it. And awkward little tackle at the end that made the D-back come up limping just a touch.
A lot of air under the pass. Able to settle under an intercept. Second turnover now for the Vikings. First and 10 this time. May hurt them. Good field position for Pinckney at their own 47-yard line. Minute 43 to play in the first. Quick out route and just a great tackle there. Great play recognition. They just run a quick wide receiver pass and hit behind the line for a loss is Pinckney. And the receiver on the play, Nolan Carruthers.
I think his number's 8.
I think it's 6. I think Sumner had the tackle for...
That's who I think it was. Cartier Sumner with the tackle there. And a loss of about 4 yards here for Pinckney on that play. Second and 14 with a minute 8 to play in the first quarter. Still scoreless.
Well, you got to see the speed that you were talking about, Steve. Blew that play right up. Loss of 4.
Raymond hands off, and this time a little bit of running room for the back. And he'll get 5 yards there. And that'll be a third down and 9 yards for Pinckney. And Henry Taube on the carry.
Sumner getting the tackle once again.
36 seconds to play here in our opening quarter of action. Still scoreless thus far. Here, lovely Pinckney High School.
Third down and 9. One more chance for Jay High to get off the field and keep this game scoreless.
Keep that interception from becoming a problem. Rolling out to throw is Raymond. He's going to get chased and brought down in the backfield. And there's that Charles Johnson speed we saw in our first game with Jackson. Charles Johnson, the speedy guy. The sack's going to get us to the end of the first quarter, and it's going to bring up fourth and about 16 for Pinckney. When we come back, 60-second break, second quarter upcoming on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you. The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lammersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lammers!
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Kyron Stamper, Zaire Simpson back to return a punt on a 4th and 16 for Pinckney. This one goes to the right sideline. Doesn't get that English that carries it down deep. Instead, it bounces sideways and out of bounds. Jackson will take over at the 36.
This punt was an absolute duck. English this time, sent it nowhere, just out of bounds, like you said. Nice field position.
Couple of score updates. Lumen Christie leading 14-0 at U of D Jesuit after one. Coldwater with a 6-0 lead over Northwest at the end of one. And in the first inning, Baltimore, a 2-0 lead over the Tigers.
First in the 100 backstroke and second in the 200 individual medley.
We're in the second quarter here at Pinckney High School. Scoreless tie. Second quarter brought to you by Prime Cuts. Look, if you need some meat for your barbecue and your grilling this weekend, Prime Cuts will be open for you tomorrow. They'd love to see you. Big city selection with a small town feel.
Do over on Morton Road. Meat steak tomorrow. might have to grab that tomorrow morning.
Stamper taking the QB Oh, man, wow. What a running kind of a QB sweep on first down, and just an absolute great individual defensive play by Pinckney to stop him for about a six-yard loss.
Grabbed his jersey and slung him down, but did not get the horse collar. It was more towards the shoulder, so it was fair play, but didn't allow him to go, so yeah, it was nice.
With a blocker there and Stamper trying to escape, he was able to one hand on the blocker, one hand on the runner and make the tackle. So it is not quite a six-yard loss, make it a four-yard loss. Second down and 14 for the Vikings from their own 31. Stamper takes the snap. He hands it off this time and hit immediately. Brought down for a short loss at the 29, and that's Cardair Sumner.
Number 56, Spencer Brossett.
We knew Pinckney could have a tough defense given that they held Chelsea to 7 points.
16 yards.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think anything surprising here so far. We've seen the Jackson defense be really quick. And we've seen the defense that would hold Chelsea to one score.
Two interceptions, that surprises me. I was not expecting that for the first half.
I wouldn't expect Jackson to have thrown enough times to have had two interceptions this early in the game.
Well, you start getting behind the sticks. That happens.
Third down at about 16 here behind the sticks. End around to Zaire Simpson. He's going to get to the 30, to the 35. Nothing more than the original line of scrimmage. Maybe a yard. So it'll be fourth down and 9 for Jackson. At their own 36. So it'll be with 9:54, it looks like the punt unit's going to come out for the Vikings, and they're going to put this back in their fine defense. Again, a couple of early run plays by Pinckney that made it look like they might be able to march around here against the Vikings. Since then, got nothing really on the offensive side of the football. We do have a Vikings player down. Second time we've had a Vikings player down, and it looks like it's Simpson.
That'd be a big loss. He's been flying around the field.
And this doesn't look like, when we have the kind of temperatures and humidity we've had today, keep a lot of times these end up being cramps, and that, thank goodness, because that's not, you know, you can work those out and still play. But I don't like the way he's still on top of that leg. And it looks like it is a lower extremity injury, and he's holding his right knee. Trainer straightening it out. Let's take a 30-second commercial break. 9:51 to play here in the second quarter. It's a scoreless tie on WKHM online at WKHM.com.
Prime Cuts Meat Market, all natural grass-fed meats and seafood. Prime Cuts specializes in prime and choice beef, pork, poultry, and seafood, plus smoked hams, bacon, sausage, and more. Make life easy with their meals to go counter in the deli with salads, sandwiches, pies, and bread. Prime Cuts offers a great selection of specialty groceries too. They even have over 250 items made in Michigan and over 180 made in house. It's big city selection with small town charm. Meat, deli, grocery, Prime Cuts on Horton Road in Jackson.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Looks like it was a cramp, Keith, and so the player off the field, and we can expect to probably see Zaire Simpson back on later on. And right now, though, the Vikings punt. It's a poor punt. It is going, at least rolling in the Vikings' direction, but it's really going to only get them to about the 48-yard line, still on their side of the field. A Pinckney, great field position to start this drive.
Right off the side of the foot and just rolling. Thankfully, it rolled in the right direction to keep it from being an absolute disaster. But
yeah, because
not good.
Any shorter than that, and you would have been better off just running a play. It's a good field position here from Pinckney with 9:37 to play. Our second quarter brought to you by Prime Cuts.
Picked up 12 yards from that punt.
Other sponsors on the game to mention: Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee, Soft Water. First and 10 for Pinckney on the left hash at the Vikings 48-yard line. Pretty much have run this formation all day, Keith. Three to the right side for Ramity. Hands off to Taube on first down, and that looks more like that first possession. He's going to get about 7, maybe 8 on that first carry. And bring up second down and about three here.
Charles Johnson shot through and grabbed his ankle to keep him from going any further.
Charles Johnson was our player of the game in that first broadcast against Waverly. Really did it on both sides of the football, but was exceptional on defense. And so far, no change tonight. He's done a great job. And, of course, he always has help from Blair Pippen. Nastali's out there. Yeah, just a really great defense here by Jackson, particularly those linebackers. Shotgun for Jax Raymond, the sophomore QB for Pinckney, and he looks to the sideline for a play call. Gets set, second down and 3.5. Takes the snap, hands off to Tobby again. He dances into the line, bounces off a tackle, can't stay on his feet to get to the first down marker, but he will make it third down at about one.
Takai Eswick got his hands around him before Bryce Nastali came in and finished him off for the tackle.
Third down and 1 yard to go. Ball spotted at the Viking.
Managed to get him down just before he picked up the first down.
Good job by Tobby, kind of keeping his feet churning, but they were kind of going sideways rather than that extra yard he needed to move the chains. Chance for the Vikings to make a big play here in third down and get off the field again. Give that ball back to their offense. Scoreless tie, 8-12 to play in the second quarter. Raymond takes the snap, gives to Tobby again, bounces to the left side, breaks a tackle in the backfield. I still don't think he got enough to move the chains.
Tobby with the carry, fights.
And they are going to spot it just short at the 39 again. They'll say no gain. Fourth down and short here for Pinckney. And we've seen the special teams play, Keith. They're going to go for it up fourth and short here.
Oh, I mean, Jay High has been pretty amazing. They have had now three short down situations and have prevented the first down each time. Still got a lot of work to do with only fourth and one.
But great job by Tobby to actually avoid getting stopped for a loss on that play, because he did have a defender in the backfield, broke a tackle, needed to break one more to move the chains. Now fourth down, I got to imagine they go to him. Looks like a Pinckney's going to reconsider and draw something up with a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break during the timeout. 7:21 to play in the second quarter. Scoreless tie so far. Jackson Vikings and Pinckney Pirates 0-0 on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Keith Richards on the call tonight. Shout out to my regular co-host, Brian Haynes, MIA for his second week in a row. We wish him back soon. Keith, thanks for making it out on short notice tonight. Fourth and one here for Pinckney, and they do give to Tobby. He's got the first down, spins away from a tackle to the 30, breaks another tackle up to the 30, to the 25, down to the 20, and brought down to the 19-yard line when he needed one, and he got about 22. Tobby with a big carry there, and first down for Pinckney, first time in the red zone tonight.
Adair Sumner had a chance for the tackle, but he ran him over, got away, and sprinted down the field before Jaden Potter could come in and finish him off.
Junior running back Tobby has been the go-to guy, really the offensive bright spot entirely for either team tonight. And he's in the backfield now, standing next to Jax Raymond, first and 10 from the 20-yard line. He takes a handoff coming across the formation, off tackle to the right, cuts it back in a little bit, down to the 10, and that'll be close to another first down.
With another big run, this time inside the 10-yard line. What push by that offensive line.
And we'll see if they move the chains or not. No signal yet. I think they're going to make it second down and short.
The game brings up second down and call it a yard to go.
Bryce Nastali getting in there to save the first down. But still a lot of work for the Jay High defense.
6:15 to play here before the half, and Jackson backed up against the wall here. Nate needs some big defensive plays now. Raymond hands off to Tobby again. They're riding that hot hand. He squeezes through the line and is able to get into the end zone. 10 yards on the carry for Pinckney and Tommy in the end zone to give the Pirates the lead, 6-0.
Made the first guy miss, and there was nobody to keep him out of the end zone after that.
Yeah, it really was, Pete, just that line of scrimmage battle. He was kind of sideways through there, and then he had that. He had about 6-7 yards there where nobody was at, and he walked it into the end zone. Tough yards by Tavi on this drive to keep Pinckney alive and get him into the end zone. 6:02 to play, and it's 6-0 Pirates.
Jay High's going to have their work cut out for them, but it's not the first time they've been behind, so they're willing to be in the fight. Or at least they've shown that in past games. We'll see how this game plays out.
Touchdown brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime as Pinckney converts the extra point. 7-0 Pirates, 30-second break. And a kickoff coming up when we return on WKHM.
Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center features steel power equipment, leaf blowers, chainsaws, tree trimmers, power washers, and more. Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center has easy material pickup and can deliver lumber right to your doorstep. Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, everything to build your world with lumber, paint, plumbing, and outdoor tools. Just 6 miles west of Jackson on M60. The smartest way.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Keith Richards here, and we've got a 7-0 Pinckney lead. Vikings, really, in that case, Keith, it was a poor punt, gave Pinckney the field position they needed to push that into the end zone. They were able to capitalize.
They've been playing with fire all night, Jay High, between kickoff originally, the two interceptions, and the punt that didn't cross the 50. Well, it's Jay High's turn to turn it on and see if they can answer.
And kickoff rolls down not far, so kind of squibbed, and Jackson will get good field position here from the 37-yard line.
Pretty thrilled to see one of my former students, Kenyon Dunklin, coming up with that play as a sophomore. Fielded the squib kick and got right down to make sure nothing wrong could go. And gives Jay High the ball at the 37-yard line. So good field position.
Vikings offense comes out. They have not been able to move the ball a ton. They've had a few big plays on that end around. We've seen it three, maybe four times. Zaire Simpson. He went out with what appeared to be a cramp, and I don't see him on the field in this set right now. Stamper ready to take the snap, coming across the formation. He gives it up on a jet sweep, and that's going to get up to the 40. So he'll get about 3 yards on that first down carry. And that was number three,
Bryce Nastaly.
Bryce Nastaly on the carry. He's kind of gotten into that Zaire Simpson position.
Brings up second down, 7 yards to go.
Charles Johnson coming in on the offense for the Vikings. Personnel group of Stamper gets to play from the sideline, second down, and 7 yards for the Vikings from their own 40-yard line with 5:16 to play in the second quarter, brought to you by Prime Cuts. You know, they have all the meat you could want, Keith, and I know you're a seafood guy. You like some crab legs, but I know you like lobster tails.
Lobster tails. I'm allergic to crab, unfortunately.
Oh, well, bummer.
I used to love crab.
I guess I won't get that for your birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Stamper is going to keep it. Gets through the line. Now a foot race up the sideline. He's got one to beat. He's pushed out of bounds. Big play there, Kyron Stamper. And whenever the Vikings have had a big play so far, you got to scan the field and look for any flags on the play. Nothing to be found, so just a big play. And Jackson now in business with a chance to tie this score before the half. First and 10 from the Pirate 35.
Hayden Beaver, the senior for Pinckney, having the tackle, and he just got enough to send him out of bounds because there was nobody else.
Back to my Prime Cuts discussion, though. They have like a hot lunch, too, if you ever want to go by there on Horton Road.
That's close enough to me.
Over there.
Might have to.
There you go. Stamper ready to take the snap. He's moving to the right side again. Designed QB run. Has to try to reverse field. Now jump cuts into the line. Looked like he might get stopped for just maybe a 2 yard gain, Keith. Instead, fancy footwork, and Stamper makes it about an 8 yard gain. Second down and two for the Vikings.
Even after the jump cut, he had some work to do. Just kept on cutting different directions and made it for a real nice gain.
Good term you hear used for that kind of a run, jitterbug.
Yeah,
on that one.
Work.
Second down and eight. Couple of times where Stamper called his own number on the play. We'll see what he does here.
Brian Hayes-ism.
There's a handoff this time. Nastali showing some power running at the end of that play. Finishes off the run for an extra yard, and that's going to be just enough to move the chains for the Vikings. First and 10 at the 24.
That was the definition of a patient run. Just kept on moving over until the lineman finally plowed a hole and got what he needed for the first down. Great play for the offense.
Homecoming over at Michigan Center tonight. 1:47 left in the first quarter. 13-6 lead for Leslie over the Cardinals. Landon Hurd with a serious leg injury. They've got EMS out there, so that's why they're only in the first quarter still.
Not the news I want to hear from our high school.
There's a handoff on first down for the Vikings. They've gotten the running game going a little bit on this drive. That's going to get down to about the 20 on a run by Cardair Sumner. And that'll be 4 yards on first down, second and six.
Definitely surprised Simpson hasn't come back yet the way he trotted off. But he was on the ground for a while. Wishing him the best to get back on the field.
Second down, 6 yards. Vikings with the ball. And they run the sweep across in front of the QB. Spinning away from a tackle, trying to stand his feet. Comes up about a yard short of the line to gain with Blair Pippen on the run. And that'll make it again third and short for the Vikings.
Third down, 2 yards to go from the 17.
Down in this area, this is four down territory for the Vikings. So third and short, you know, you got two plays to get 2 yards. You feel pretty good about it. With 2:39 to play in the first half, you can feel like you got a chance to tie this up or go ahead with a two-point conversion.
Inside the 20-yard line, key chance for us to tie this up.
It's really quieted this Pinckney home audience too. There's a handoff and there's a big gain, gashing for that play. Needed two. And he got about nine.
Cardair Sumner
on the run. And Vikings have first and goal from the Pinckney 5-yard line, 6-yard line. I don't see him spotting it yet. 7-yard line. I tried them all.
If at first you don't succeed. One way or the other, Sumner's done a great job filling in as running back on this drive.
And there's a handoff on first and goal into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings. And it's not a handoff. It's a keeper. And it's Kyron Stamper taking it for the six. And that touchdown brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. 7 yards for the score. Kyron Stamper.
Stamper saw his hole, race through it. Really pretty much untouched all the way to the end zone.
Good blocking by the Vikings O-line this entire drive. Didn't see a lot of those backwards moves that we've seen on some of the previous drives, Keith, and maybe it just they buckled down knowing what it meant because they didn't want to go into the halftime trailing. With a minute 46, they got a chance to tie this up or go ahead, and I think we're going to get a two-point try here. That is what's happening. It's Stamper in the backfield. Both guys going in motion on the line and now going back to their original spots. And now we'll get a timeout, and that's going to be for the Vikings.
Definitely some confusion on the play and danger of crashing into each other, so they got the timeout, get a chance. Key play, take the lead. Psychological advantage going back to the sidelines for halftime.
We'll keep it here during the timeout. Again, minute 46 till the half. I do have another out-of-town score for us. Columbia Central 11, Addison 8 in the second quarter there. And thank you to Matt Jarko for coming through with that one. Again, our last update from Northwest was a 6-0 Coldwater lead. Now with 4:55 in the second, it's a 7-6 Northwest advantage. So the Mounties on their homecoming night looking to take a win over Coldwater.
No, you got going to get the team's best effort on a homecoming. That's one of your favorite fields venues to go to, too, isn't it?
Northwest. Yeah. They've got a beautiful turf field, very much the same as we're seeing here at Pinckney. Great field, great stadium, good fans. Jeff Bontrager, good friend of the station. Here's the two-point try, and now we get some movement, it looks like, perhaps. It is going to be a false start against the Vikings. So that makes that two-point try much more difficult, 5 yards further away. So that, and not that they needed to hold on to timeouts at this point, but it took that timeout to make sure something like that didn't happen. And this, a game that's been this close, Keith, this far, it's those little, those penalties and moments like that that are really going to come back to bite you if you can't overcome those.
It'll be interesting to see what they do. It does get a little bit more space, makes the defense spread out. I mean, you don't want to go backwards 5 yards, but it doesn't necessarily mean we can't pick this up.
And I just don't think they have a reliable kicker, even for this distance.
The punt goes 12 yards. Not a good sign.
See what the play call is here. Play action. Now a little reverse end-around kind of play call. Pippen gets brought down. He won't quite make it. I like the play call. Blair Pippen kind of came across the formation and then changed directions, took the handoff, and he stopped short of the goal line. And it's 7-6. Let's take 30 seconds here. We've got a kickoff pending before we get to the halftime on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
So had a Pinckney player down on the field after the two-point play. Getting to his feet now, though. And maybe an arm, actually, trying to loosen up maybe a stinger, Keith.
Bet it's the shoulder. Don't generally stay on the ground just for the arm, but stinger would definitely do it.
Limping a little bit too, almost, though, so could be crampy. But good to see him coming off under his own power. That's a big kid, too. Jeez.
Back deep for the Pirates. What's up, Reggie? Number one, Jacob Miner.
As you say that, I'm scanning the field to see if Simpson's managed to make it back.
So again, our touchdowns all game brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning as the Vikings kick off. And that would have been good as an extra point try. Fielded at the 25 on the kickoff. Bounces off a tackler, but there's another Viking right there to get him. And wrestling him to the ground is Cardair Sumner making the tackle. And the Pirates, with a minute 38 to play in the half, will take over first and 10 from their own 32.
Key minute 38. Chance to keep it within 1 point.
Points at a premium here in the first half. Certainly only a couple of Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning touchdowns. Vikings defense will attempt to remain stout here and get into the halftime with this deficit at 1 point or less. They've scored points off turnovers a lot this year. Back to throw. Jax Raymond caught in the slot, bounces off a tackler, and again stays on his feet to turn an 8-yard gain into a 12-yard gain. First and 10 for Pinckney. And that was one of those plays, Keith, where the defender put on the hit but didn't wrap him up.
Jaden Potter tried to make him, tried to get him down early. It just didn't work out. Thankfully, the rest of the D scrambled to help him out.
Slowed him down. Got to wrap him, though. This time, trouble with the snap. It's low. Raymond goes down to pick it up, and he's going to lose about five on the place.
Loss of five. Brings up second down.
Second down at 15 now. It's Charles Johnson in the backfield there. Again, just a low snap on the shotgun, and Raymond couldn't pick it up quickly. And you don't have a lot of time back there before Johnson's going to get to you.
He's kind of scanning the field, seeing if he could get away with picking it up and progressing, but no such luck.
Raymond back to throw again. Nice. Uncorked. A nice one down the hash line. Caught about the 35 and brought down at the 30. What a throw by Raymond, honestly, and that was a great catch over there under coverage by Nolan Carruthers. Not bad coverage by the Vikings, but a great throwing catch.
Potter was in his hip pocket, but he jumped over him, caught him. Thankfully, Potter brought him down right away.
Clock running at 33 seconds. And they'll run a play here. Raymond back to throw, looking. Has time, now chased out of the pocket. Brought down for a loss at the 35. Vikings with a sack.
Raymond sack by
and
number 54. Shea.
That's going to be
Shea
Haley with the sack.
Loss of five on the play brings up second down.
We stopped the clock at 24.6 seconds till the half. Big defensive
Pinkney
play there by the Vikings. Pinkney
third and final
using
timeout.
Their last time out of the half. And we'll keep it here with just 24.6 to play till halftime. At the half, we'll recap the first half of action, and we'll hear from the MHSAA's This Week in High School Sports segment. Shout out to executive producer Luke Moorhead back in the studio taking care of the dials.
Kind of missed that job a little bit. Did it for a couple of seasons for you.
And then when the D2 portion of the It's not a bad way to make a couple bucks. Of course, hopefully, I always assume, because I did it when I used to do that job, I like to have something delicious to eat while I'm in the studio.
Yeah, that wasn't my style. I was too busy listening to your great calls.
Well, we break the huddle here. We'll see what Pinkney does. Again, 24.6 left. They flip the field quickly here with that huge pass and catch from Raymond to Carruthers. And now it's Raymond in the shotgun standing on the 40-yard line. Tobby, who was the hero on that touchdown drive for Pinkney in the backfield, he's going to stay in the block now. Slips out into the flat, and a great coverage play by Blair Pippen there to come up and make the tackle, too. And no gain for Pinkney on that play.
Pass complete to Henry Tobby. Tackled in by
Jay High got some nice pressure on him.
Short gain on the play.
Led to the pass not really being able to go too far down the field.
Yeah, just got the sense that Pippen kind of read that play, and he was right there to make the tackle when the running back caught it. I like the play call, but it's going to stop stop the clock at 0-7-6. Pinkney goes locker room with a 1-point lead at home against the Vikings. Jackson, little momentum on their last possession. We'll see if they can continue that into the second half. Let's take 3 minutes here in the halftime. We'll come back and look over the first half, get ready for the second half. Again, Pinkney 7, Jackson High 6 on WKHM. Our second quarter brought to you by Prime Cuts.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlife, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson at the Junkyard Dog. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment,
teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Running a business isn't an easy feat, but these days, between hiring, managing the rising costs, and fielding customer calls, there's almost no time for running the financial side.
That's why I bank at County National Bank. CNB has convenient locations and online banking, as well as robust business banking services that allow me to spend time on the business instead of in it.
That sounds like the help I need. Banking that fits in the folds of my day.
Then give CNB a call. They're local people that you know and can trust.
Let's work together. To learn more, visit cnbb.bank. Member FDIC.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
On the Billboard charts,
Steve Boyle, Keith Richards at the half here. Vikings trail 6-7, and really the difference was the PAT. Vikings had a penalty on their two-point try, moved them back and made it a difficult conversion. But still answering after giving up a touchdown, gave Pinckney a short field to work with, and they were able to capitalize on a nice possession for Henry Taube. The running back had a few big runs, including the touchdown, eventually to put Pinckney ahead 7-0. Vikings answered, and really I wanted to say, you know, who was the big player on that possession? No one guy did it on that where they were that drive. Big plays from a couple different guys. Kyron Stamper, if I had to give somebody a big feather in their cap, he scored the touchdown, made a couple big plays there, but that was when we finally kind of saw Jackson be as dangerous as they can be from different places. We've seen Pippen, we've seen Nastali. Zaire Simpson was on his way to having a great game before he kind of went down with a cramp, and maybe something else. We didn't see him back into the game. But Stamper's been the guy who's making the decisions out there, and got to figure out a way to be as explosive as they were on that last drive.
Well,
I guess.
You have Cardair Sumner came in for Simpson, picked up some nice first downs that helped. But, you know, Jackson has a lot of good motion that's causing Pinckney some problems. Jackson's problem is they got two interceptions. They've had penalties, a couple of running into the kicker penalties that seemingly isn't a big deal. They still got the ball back, but it cost them about 30 yards of field position. They had the false start penalty after a timeout that cost them a realistic chance of making the two-point conversion. So they've made all the mistakes that you could possibly expect the team to make in one half, and they're down by 1 point. So they're not happy back in the locker room, but they know they can hang with this team and take the lead. And they get the ball to start the second half.
Yeah, and there's something to say for, like you said, kind of overcoming that the litany of errors in the first half to go to the locker room. And so you have two things. You're only down one, number one. And number two, you have plenty of things to fix and adjust to do better in the second half. And that's a good place to be. That's a halftime kind of a battle where the coaches really, to me, earn their paycheck is what do you do to adjust in the second half? And the Vikings have to out-adjust Pinckney. And Pinckney's going to come out probably look a lot the same in the second half. The Vikings, I think, have a chance to be much more dynamic.
I don't mean to not give Pinckney any credit, too, because they've had penetration that has given some serious problems to Jay High. Jay has had several tackles behind the line of scrimmage or plays where the first contact's behind the line of scrimmage and the running backs have done just enough to get a short gain out of it, but that's put them behind the sticks. And so when you're behind the sticks, that's led to the two interceptions. The one, as you correctly called, effectively became a punt because it was third and forever.
All right, well, let's run down the out-of-town scoreboard here really quick before we take a break. Lumen Christi, 28-7 lead on the road at U of D Jesuit. Crowley to Kalahar for 20 yards on their most recent score. And two-point conversion, 28-7 again, the lead for Lumen Christi on the road. Northwest, meanwhile, leads 10-6 at halftime, homecoming. And if you took GOC's bet, you're right now ready to make some money on that one. Elsewhere, we had Baltimore with a 3-0 lead over the Tigers. So that time being tied for that last wild card spot could be brief. I got faith in the comeback effort for the Tigers still possible. Leslie was leading Michigan Center 13-6. That may still be the case, as my last update was that there were still EMS on the field out there. So it could be quite a serious injury in that game. They might be wrapping up late. That's going to affect the dance, what time the homecoming dance can get started tonight. But our thoughts are with any time there's an injured player, it really is one of the worst feelings up here in the press box, certainly for the fans and definitely for the staff on the field and the other players. So,
do we know for sure which team the injured player is on?
I'm not sure. No, I'm not sure. And then our last update from Columbia Central was an 11-8 lead, Columbia Central over Addison. So at the half here, it's 7-6. Vikings trail by one. Second half coming up. Let's take a three-minute commercial break. Follow that up with This Week in High School Sports. Before you know it, it'll be time for the second half on WKHM. Online at WKHM.com.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Need plastics? Aural Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Aural Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at aural.com/plastics.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Daly Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Daly Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.daly-excavating.com to download a job application. Daly Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Carrier provide the quiet, efficient cooling you can depend on all summer with a range of innovative cooling solutions to deliver premium comfort and energy savings.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers!
Four decades calling high school sports on the radio, and more kids than ever are playing high school sports. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. For the last 40 years, listeners to Sheboygan football games on WCBY have heard the same voice.
Mike Grisdale tonight, a very sunny evening here at the Western Avenue.
Mike Grisdale has been on the air calling games for Sheboygan since 1985, and on Friday, September 13th, Sheboygan named its press box after Grisdale. In addition to football, he's called nearly 1,000 Sheboygan basketball games as well. And the game he called after having the press box named for him turned out to be quite a thriller. Elk Rapids took a 23-0 lead over Sheboygan before the Chiefs scored 30 straight points to win.
And that'll do it Chiefs come back from 23 down, and they are going nuts on the near sideline.
Adam Burry, a little bit of spirit there to him. Awesome, awesome. Great for these guys.
Final score, Sheboygan 30, Elk Rapids 23. The Chiefs go 2-1.
That comes courtesy of WCBY. Nate King is Grizzdale's broadcast partner. Subscribers to the NFHS Network can also hear Grizzdale's Call of Sheboygan games. Just go to NFHSnetwork.com. And for more on Grizzdale's story, please check out MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Manchester's Jesse Sangster. He scored four times in a 5-1 win over Leslie and is now the all-time leading soccer scorer at Manchester with 94 career goals. Big Rapids tennis player Ari Ziska, he won his 103rd individual match against Vicksburg, making him the school's all-time leader. And at Union City's Gracie Phelps, she had 86 assists, 11 kills, and 36 digs during the Charger Classic, helping lead Union City to a tournament title.
Have a recent high school grad? They could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
In volleyball, a libero is a defensive player who plays in the back row. It's a fairly new position as it was introduced in 1998, and the libero plays by some unique rules. The libero wears a different color jersey from the rest of the team, so they are easily identifiable. Only one libero can be designated for each set of a match. The libero can serve, but cannot perform an overhead set in the front of the attack line or complete an attack if the ball is above the net. The libero is never allowed to rotate to the front line. The libero is the first line of defense, often passing to the setter and covering open spaces. The libero can be replaced without restriction, but in the event of an injury, can only be replaced by the player the libero originally replaced.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Participation in Michigan high school sports continues to rank among the best in the nation, despite declining student enrollment. That's according to the annual participation study by the National Federation of State High School Associations. Overall, Michigan ranks 8th nationally with nearly 290,000 total participants. The total counts students for each sport played, meaning students who are multiple sport athletes are counted more than once. This outpaces Michigan's national rank in high school age population, which is 10th. Nationwide, participation topped 8 million for the first time ever. For the boys' sports, Michigan ranks 7th overall, with boys bowling leading the nation in participation. Skiing is 3rd, boys golf and ice hockey are both 4th. On the girls' side, Michigan ranks 8th overall, with bowling, skiing, golf, and tennis all coming in 3rd for their respective sports. More than 35,000 students in Michigan play football. That's the most of all sports in the state. For more on participation, including the benefits of playing multiple sports, please visit MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they, membership up where they, keeps a membership up where they.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Keith Richards, as the halftime clock winds down here, both teams getting ready to warm back up. We haven't had a Zaire Simpson sighting yet, and, you know, we had seen him go off and kind of dismiss us. Hopefully, nothing more than a cramp. We'll see if we get him in at all here in the second half. 7-6 Pinckney leads Jackson. Thanks again to our first quarter sponsor, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943. And Prime Cuts, big city selection. And that hometown feel, that hometown vibe over there in Horton Road. Third quarter will be brought to you by Spring Harbor Lumber and Home Center. I might have to go see those guys soon. Make sure I have all my equipment ready for a leaf pickup season. And leaves have already started falling over at my Ponderosa. So know that we have them for you. So don't forget to see them for that kind of stuff. Of course, all your home improvement hardware needs, Spring Harbor Lumber and Home Center. Other sponsors today include AeroQuip Credit Union, Able Heating and Cooling. And Jackson will return the kick here to start the second half, trailing 6-7. Scored that touchdown on a 7-yard run by Kyron Stamper, the QB, on that last possession. But it is nice that they marched down and scored on their last possession. We'll see if that momentum can last here into the second half as they send two back to return deep.
I have spotted Zaire Simpson. He's sitting on the bench with his helmet off, getting consoled by teammates and coaches, so that's not a great sign.
They'd love to have him here as another offensive weapon. And, of course, he was making some defensive plays, too. The kick is a squib. Hit one of the linemen who were running away. Was dangerous there for a moment. Covered up, though, and Jackson will get good field position to start here at the 45-yard line.
Did not see who recovered it for Jay Hype.
First and 10 Jackson from their own 45.
I'm going to say that it was Julian Goldie making that recovery heads up play there. As again, that bounced up the heel of the Jackson player and, you know, was in play there for a moment.
Great field position.
Recovered. Yeah, Jackson will start on their own 45. Come out with that familiar look. Couple wings. Stamper in the backfield. Shotgun. Wing goes in motion. They give it up, and we get a whistle dead. False start against the Vikings.
False start against the offense.
Not the start you're looking for coming out of the half.
Let's say, Keith, right out of the locker room, you go and commit a procedure penalty. And as we said, they were really hampered by those times they get behind the sticks and working that first and long or second and long. So we'll see what Coach Parker draws up here to get them out of this deficit. Get back in front of the sticks where they can open up the playbook a little more.
Jay High's had some nice runs to get themselves out of trouble, but even on those, they've gotten penalties that set them back. So they just got to stop shooting themselves in the foot.
Shotgun here for Stamper. Pippen goes in motion across the formation. Stamper rolling out, looking to throw. He does drop it off to Pippen. Catches it right near the original line of scrimmage, and then he's taken out of bounds there.
Number 21, Blair.
So on first and 15, they get 5 yards, make it second at about 9.
Gain of about 6 by number 21, Nolan Carruthers. Brings up second down, 9 yards to go from the 46-yard line.
Just underway here, second half, 7-6 Pinckney leads Vikings now. Second and 9 yards from their own 46-yard line. Gifted a little field position here on a poor kickoff. Even as far as squibs go, that kind of was a bad one by Pinckney.
With it crashing off of the foot, that made it very unpredictable, but ultimately helped Jay High.
Stamper with the QB design run play slashes through that first Stamper level of defense, gets into the secondary, and he's kind of hit low and high at the same time. Slow to get up. Maybe just because there's a pile of humanity there. And he is limping a little bit, where you might have a little ankle tweak there. Let's hope that's all it is for Kyron Stamper does move the chains for the Vikings and gets him into Pinckney's side of the field at the 45-yard line, first and 10 for Jackson.
45-yard line.
Gets him out of trouble, so fresh downs. Hopefully he's not too sore to keep picking up yards, because that speed has been a difference maker for Jay High. Speed and deception.
Stamper will take the snap here. Standing on the 50, gives it up to Nastali, and he's able to power through the line, gets into that second level, and finishes the runoff for, they only give him about 6 yards there. I thought he maybe got another yard, but second down and four is a lot better than first and 15 or second and nine.
I love how Nastali just patiently goes along the line of scrimmage until that hole opens up and powers through.
Yeah, just sets up the blocks until he can accelerate. There's something to be said for accelerating right out of the gate, too, but his style is definitely, like you said, Keith, more patient. He's in the backfield with Stamper now. Second down and 4 yards. They did give him an extra yard there. He hands off, and again, they're going to go back to Nastali, and he's got the first down distance. Stopped after that. They'll put it on the 34-yard line for Jackson, and Nastali with 2 carries. Getting a little rhythm in the first and 10 for the Vikings.
I think Jay High would be real happy if they can just continue to grind out first downs. Short field, but still take their time, get their defense something to be excited about and have the lead.
Yeah, 4 or 5 yards a carry is an excellent way to go about operating an offense. And eventually you expect that they'll break one of those for a big gain. This time they got Pippen coming around. No, that is Nastali again from the wing. Carries up to the 30, so he'll get 4 on first
Nastali
down.
With the carry.
To the 29, this spot's going to be. And call it,
13,
I'll call it about 4.5 on first down. Second down and 5.5.
They seem to like to shuffle one extra yard after the initial spot, because you're right, they had it for a 4 yard, and now it's solid 5 yards.
Yeah, so they're going to put it at the 29-yard line. Second and 5 for Jackson.
Has a nice ring to it, second 5 instead of the second 9-plus that they've kind of faced a lot this today.
So definitely in the first half with eight and a half to play in the third quarter. Another handoff, kind of a delayed handoff. He breaks through the line into the secondary all the way down to the 10-yard line before he's stopped.
Carry by number 6, Carter.
And that's one of those Sumner that you kind of wait for. Sumner comes through there with a head of steam when he gets to that hole, and he's practically into the secondary before he's even touched. And that'll make it first and 10 for the Vikings from the
first down now inside the Pirates 15-yard line, marked at the 11. First
see where they've got it. Yeah,
11-yard line.
11, the nose down there. Vikings with a drive here to start the second half. 8:06 and ticking down. Another handoff to Sumner. They go back to that well. He's not going to get as big a gain as he did last time, but still positive yards. He might get inside of the 10. They'll put him on the 9-yard line there on first down, bringing up second and about 8.
Written down on the play by number 3, Evan McLaughlin.
7:45 on the clock here. We're in the third quarter, brought to you by Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center. Remember, all our touchdowns tonight brought to you by Espen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Key drive to start off this second half. Be great to be in the lead.
Not a lot of trickery here, Keith. Just kind of keeping, giving it to the fresh guy, giving it to the hot hand a couple times in a row. That's what it's felt like. And then at this point, it's also Stamper may have had that nice run and then came up a little, limping a little bit on that ankle. But now would be a great time for him to kind of hold on to something and take it to the house. This time he does have the option. He keeps to the outside, jukes a defender, turns it inside, inside the 5. On his feet down to about the 3 before he's brought down. Kyron Stamper with a carry. Almost got caught in the backfield. A good individual effort to get away from that tackler.
Pulled right out of it. Squared up his shoulders and drove right through to make a 3rd and 2.
Yeah, 3rd down and 2 inside of the 5. So they can get a first down without scoring.
I think there's no doubt that Jay High is going for the end zone, so they're going to have a couple plays.
And they give it up to Pippen. They only need one. He takes it into the house. Touchdown, Vikings. Great drive out of the half. 6:25 to play here in the third quarter. They take it to the house, take their first lead of the game, 12-7. And we'll get a two-point try here for the Vikings.
No doubt runs straight through the line and into the end zone. chance to get a seven-point lead again. Well, not again. For the first time, but all the way back to 7 points.
Blair nice Pippen with the carry there. Number. Yeah, even it up. 6:25 to go. Third quarter, and that touchdown brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Third Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning touchdown of this one. No heat or air necessary tonight, just a beautiful weather forecast for the overnight, and great football weather here. See what the Vikings do on the two-point try. Stamper's going to keep it. We got a bunch of flags out. And if it was a procedure, they whistle it dead, but I got to imagine that's something against Pinckney. And we get a flag coming in at the end of the tackle, too, here.
Stop twice. Flags all over the field.
Any, is there any official that didn't throw their flag?
I'm pretty sure not, given the number of flags we see.
Looks like Goldie now. Slow to get up for the Vikings. Does get to his feet on his own. Illegal procedure was the call against the Vikings. It's declined, so Vikings fail on the conversion, but still come out leading 12-7. We'll take a 30-second commercial break and kick it off when we come back. 12-7 Vikings on WKHM.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Keith Richards. As the Vikings get set to kick this one off, it'll be Winters with the kickoff. And down to the 20, fielded there by Pinckney. Tobby getting to the sideline, turn up field. What a collision on the sideline. And Tobby will get pushed out of bounds to the 35.
Out across the 35-yard line to about the 36.
Tobby got up and was kind of standing over the defender. The rest of the J-High team wasn't a big fan of that maneuver, but no flags.
I was about to just chastise him in there. He's fortunate he didn't get a flag for taunting the defender there in the play. You don't, if you're Pinckney and you just get found yourself at a deficit, you don't need to take 5 or 15 off of this pretty good field position at the 35-yard line. Pinckney offense is on the field. Three receivers to the left for Jax Raymond. He hands off to Tobby. See if that momentum energizing him from the kick return. He's only going to get two on the carry, probably.
Tobby with the carry.
And they'll give him three with forward progress out to the 37-yard line. Or excuse me, 38-yard line. He's second down in about six.
Charles Johnson.
Charles Johnson continues to be all over the field, picking up the tackle.
Shay Hanley.
Quietly having a great game, Charles Johnson.
Second down, 6 yards to go.
Kind of a unique combination you see on the roster. He's listed as both a defensive lineman and a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Puts that speed to use.
Shotgun here for Pinckney. And they give it to Tobby again. He makes a jump cut, gets to the outside, turns it upfield to the 50, and then passes it to the 48-yard line in Jackson territory. Now nice run. Tobby, and he was their go-to guy in their first touchdown possession. They're going back to him here. 5.5 to play in the third, and it's 12-7 Jackson, but a fresh set of downs for Pinckney from the Vikings' 47-yard line.
Sophomore Jaden Ramirez gets the tackle, keeps it from being any worse, but still Pinckney crosses the 50 and are now marching down the field.
Sometimes that run game is very much about rhythm.
Let's Tobby up that rhythm right now.
Yeah. Tobby's back behind Raymond. Now he steps up next to him. Three receivers to the left. Gives to Tobby again. Straight down the middle. Well blocked. He's in the secondary. Past that. Spins away from a defender at the 32. Down to the 30. And Tobby with, gosh, that's about 17 yards on first down. And moves the sticks again for Pinckney. Looking to answer that Vikings touchdown drive. 30-yard line for the Pirates. First and 10 there.
Ramirez slowed him up, but it was Stamper who finished him off with the tackle. And beyond that, it might have been a touchdown.
4 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. This one's gone by quickly, Keith. That long, sustained drive by Jackson, and now Pinckney kind of doing the same, keeping it on the ground, moving the sticks. Tobby takes a handoff. That one looked like it was better covered by the Vikings, but still well blocked by the Pinckney offensive line. It gets down to the 26-yard line. Second down, and we'll call it six for Pinckney.
Freshman Kylan Davis flew through to disrupt up that play. With Nastali finishing him off.
Yeah, right now it just, the Pinckney offensive line is winning that battle down there and giving holes for Tobby, and he's not missing them. And when he gets past that original, that initial defensive wave, he's into the secondary and able to not break a tackle or two there. And now handing off again. This time it looks like we had a different carry, Jacob Miner, with the run. Maybe give Tobby a little breather. He'll get a few yards on it. And I'd say he got three on that one. Third down and three now for Pinckney.
Charles Johnson getting one more tackle.
Charles Johnson's having just a nice year. You know, we've seen this will be the second out of Jackson's four games, but in both times we've seen him, he's been a definite factor.
Somebody from Jay High needs to make a big play right here to stop him.
Spread formation here for Pinckney. They hand off in the backfield. He dodges a tackler back there. He's going to carry it up close to the yard, the line to gain.
Miner with the carry up the middle.
Right around the 20 is the line to gain. They're going to be at about the 21. So I'd say at about half a yard for a first down here. Again, on the carry there for Pinckney was Jacob Miner.
Just short of the line to gain.
Any guesses who might have got that tackle?
Charles Johnson.
Charles Johnson at the bottom of the pile.
He's kind of playing that defensive end on the right side for the Vikings line, and coming across the line or getting into the backfield, he's making plays. Fourth and one, big chance here for the Vikings. They take the snap, they hand it off, and it's Tobby waltzing past the line into the secondary. He's got the first down and then some. Put it at the 15 now for Pinckney. They went to Miner for a couple carries. Tobby took that breather and came back out like he'd done in the first two carries of this drive. Takes it for about 6 yards and gives a first down for Pinckney at the 15.
Well, he waltzed here to find the hole, but once the defenders came, he powered through them for a few more yards.
He's showing a good mix of some speed, kind of good balance, and then power when he needs it too. 12-7 Jackson leads here as we got 1:46 to play in the third quarter. Pinckney driving from the 15. They give to Tobby again, and this time he's hit. Not taken down. Tobby, it took two guys and then some. He bounced off one tackle. Hanley came in to make the tackle, and then he needed some help. So they do stop him.
Number 54.
And it's going to be a short loss.
I thought Christian Martinez had him wrapped up, but he fought through it, took it to the other side, and thankfully the cavalry came.
Second down, and we'll call it 11. From the 16. But Pinckney is driving. We'll see if Jackson can stall it here. 12-7 lead for the Vikings with 67 seconds to play in our third quarter for Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center. Raymond takes a step. He's back to throw. Has to run for his life. Throw it to the sideline. Out of bounds. Nobody there. Incomplete.
Raymond pass falls. Incomplete.
There was nobody around. That was just thrown away to avoid taking a sack because the Viking pass rush was coming.
How was that not intentional grounding?
I don't know the exact rule. You have to get him past the line of scrimmage. It was out of bounds. Was he out of the tackle box? I don't know whatever the call is, but the officials considered it. No one decided to call pass interference, or excuse me,
intentional grounding.
So it'll just make it a third down 11. And 11 here for Pinckney, and that's, again, that's a win for the Jackson defense either way.
Jay High's gotten a lot of penetration, so we'll see what they can draw up for this third down play.
Jax Raymond looking to throw on third and long. In the middle of the field, overthrown.
Not close.
The intended receiver on the play wanted a flag. Maybe felt like he was held a little bit. Bring up fourth down for Pinckney.
For number 21, Nolan Carruthers.
It looks like Carruthers was the intended receiver on the play. He was in double coverage there. It was a tough throw. If Raymond was going to make it, that would have been an impressive throw into double coverage.
hard to argue that, A, the ball was catchable, and I really didn't see him being interfered with too much.
No. And I wouldn't even have called interference. It would have been like defensive holding or something before the ball was in the air, because he was six steps behind that pass. So to make it 4th-and-11 here, chance for the Vikings to bend that break on this drive. 52.3 to play in the third. Back to throw again, Raymond. And he's going to get away from the first wave of defenders, but not the second. He's brought down to the backfield. And it's Hanley who's going to make the tackle. And on 4th-and-long, the Vikings will take over on downs. Big play there by the Vikings defense.
Jay High had about three guys creeping up along the line of scrimmage, and they all bursted through. Play was stopped dead before it ever had a chance.
So 46.3 seconds to play here in the third quarter, and a turnover on down, and the Vikings will take over. They got a long field here, but a 12-7 lead, and a chance to extend that. Let's go ahead and do the out-of-town scoreboard here. I got Keith. Coldwater has taken the lead over at Northwest, 13-10 with 3:56 to play in the third. Baltimore a 5-0 lead over the Tigers, but Minnesota trailing Boston right now 1-0. Addison trailing Columbia Central, that's 17-8. Golden Eagles lead that one.
As a proud Cardinal, I can't help but smile when hearing Addison's behind.
Now a fumble on the play. Pinky saying they have it on the play. Waiting for a signal from an official. Vikings keep it.
Stamper's got the ball in his hand, running away from the crowd.
So nothing hurt there except the loss of some yardage. Looks like they'll put it on the 25.
Loss of 2.
The original line of scrimmage there was at the 27. So it'll be 2nd-and-12 for Jackson.
Hark stopped a little bit with so many Pinckney defenders claiming they had the ball, but Stamper had it in the end.
They always claim they've got the ball, if I've ever learned that. By the way, we had another update from Michigan Center. They are back underway. 20-6. Cardinals are trailing to Leslie with 4 minutes left in the second quarter at our last update there.
And that's the end of the third quarter.
End of 3-12-7. Vikings lead. They have the football. We'll put things around. Let's take a 60-second break. Fourth quarter upcoming on WKHM. Thank you to Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, our third quarter sponsor.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493, and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Prime Cuts Meat Market, all natural grass-fed meats and seafood. Prime Cuts specializes in prime and choice beef, pork, poultry, and seafood, plus smoked hams, bacon, sausage, and more. Make life easy with their meals to go counter in the deli with salads, sandwiches, pies, and bread. Prime Cuts offers a great selection of specialty groceries too. They even have over 250 items made in Michigan and over 180 made in house. It's big city selection with small town charm. Meat, deli, grocery, Prime Cuts on Horton Road in Jackson.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Second down and 12, and the Vikings.
They give to number 3.
Kind of an end around play there for Bryson Stalley. He's going to gain about 2 on the play and bring up
on the play by number 22.
Third down. I will give him 3. Third down and 9.
After a gain of 3, brings up third down. And about 9 yards to go, and there is an
so
injury.
So big play by the Vikings to kind of stop Pinckney on that drive, shut that down after it had gone quite a distance. Not quite out of the woods yet, third and about 9 at their own 28-yard line. And we do have an injury on the sideline here again. And it looks like a Vikings player down. Nope, that's a Pinckney player.
Yeah. Thankfully, Vikings have had enough injuries for one day.
Yeah, well, and if we could have 0 more, we'll take it. While he's down, let's go ahead and take a 30-second commercial break. Again, the Vikings lead at 12-7. Fourth quarter of action brought to you by Fuller's Chem Dry on WKHM.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat. Mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
The Pinckney player making his way up the field under his own power, slowly, but getting there. Third down and 9 for the Vikings from their own 28-yard line. 11:36 to play in this game, and the Vikings holding on to a 12-7 lead. Kyron Stamper to take the snap. Staley goes in motion. Stamper, QB dive play. And he's going to get about 4 yards, but nothing more. And I think we might see a punt here, although I wouldn't be shocked if the Vikings just ran a play either.
Stopped by number 70.
Fourth down at 5.
No, they just got the momentum back by taking the lead. And nice stop. It'd be a heck of a risk.
And it looks like the punt unit will come in. It would be a risky, but there's also that last punt we saw that didn't do much. So we'll see here if we can get a better kick out of this one. Is it Pippen to punt?
Number 21, Blair Pippen to punt.
Guess who our spotter up here said.
I'm guessing he gets more than 12 yards.
Snap, mishandled a little bit. He does get an end-over-ender, and it takes a nice Jackson bounce, and it rolls past the 40, comes dead at the 37-yard line.
Ball will be down at the
And that's where Pinckney will take over their own 37. Better punt than last time. Jackson flipped the field right here, and
not a prettier punt than last time, but definitely a better result.
Vikings will lean on their defense here as the Pinckney offense had some rhythm on the last drive. Just saw it kind of die when they got down inside of the 20.
Officially a 31-yard punt.
All right. Hey, Keith, I was alerted that maybe somewhere here late in the game, the fine baton twirlers from the Pinckney marching band might light up those batons with some fire and give us a little show.
Really?
Keep our eye out for that. The handoff on first down goes to Tommy, and he only gets about 2 yards. And then he looked like he was uncomfortable. And there's the cramp. There's the familiar cramp treatment as another player comes and stretches out that calf for him. Second down and about 7 for Pinckney as Tommy gets stretched out here on the field. They'll call an injury timeout. We've got 10:19 to play. 12-7 Vikings lead. A couple touchdowns, but two point-after failures.
The press box. So everybody panic and check your
pockets. Well, you predicted a close game. That's what we got.
Yeah, I didn't expect either one of these teams to give us kind of that blowout. I didn't think Pinckney was bad enough to surrender a blowout. They've stuck around in the games that they're 0-3, but you can see that they're playing in these games, and now you can see why. They're not bad offensively. They block well. And defensively, they certainly have enough defense to stick with a good, fast team like Jackson.
Yeah, it seems to be the penetration that keeps giving Jay High problems.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay High returns the favor.
Tobby will come off the field for at least a play here. He doesn't even seem to have much of a limp to his walk. Second down, about 7 here from the 40-yard line for Pinckney.
From the 40-yard line.
Time taken away for them. Now down to the 10-minute mark here in the fourth quarter, brought to you by Fuller's ChemDry. And there's they get the Vikings jump off sides. And it was Hanley who was coaxed into the backfield. And so 5 more for Pinckney. And that'll go down to the 45, and that'll make it 2 instead of 7.
734-550-6997. Please come to the press box.
I also want to mention Fuller's Chem Drive. Of course, they have the Chem Drive business, the carpet cleaning business, but also Schlenker's a delicious location for a sirloin burger if you so desire, Keith.
Yeah, that seems tempting. I might have to go to lunch one of these days soon.
Yep. There's a handoff on second and short. Vikings in the backfield. The ball's loose. Oh, and Pinkney's able to get back on it, but that's going to cost him some yardage. And that's what happens with that Taube injury. They go to Miner, who had a couple runs on the last drive. In this case, fumbles the football. And that goes all the way back now to the 40. It'll make it 37 for Pinkney.
Aggressive rip at the ball. Dislodged it and sent it back 5 yards. Jay High will be happy to get the help.
Clock down to 8:55, still ticking away here in the fourth quarter.
Jay High could get the ball back here and have a nice drive. They might just ice it, but work to do.
Snap comes in. Raymond looking to throw. Has a little time. Now has to retreat. Throws it away. And that'll be incomplete. Fourth down and seven now for Pinkney.
7 yards to go.
This time there was properly a receiver in the area, but not close to the completion due to the excellent pressure put on by Jay High.
Let's see. Pinkney, looks like they'll bring the punter in.
On the punt for the Pirates is the 51, Travis Budnick. Number nine, Kyle
Tigers
Davis.
Are now down 7-0, unfortunately, facing a really good team in Baltimore.
There's a big punt. It's going to bounce down at the 20, inside of the 20. Take a roll Pinckney's way and all the way down to the 12-yard line. Outstanding punt for Pinckney, and Jackson will have a long field to play with here. But I'll tell you what, they don't even need to score. 8:24. Can they run that off and wrap this up? We'll see.
Ideally, you'd like to see Kylan Davis field that punt, but I think they wanted to be safe, and the fact that it's a long field might just work in Jackson's favor if they can keep grinding out first downs.
The Vikings huddle up on the sideline. Now come out with the offense. Leading at 12-7. Fourth quarter. Brought to you by Fuller's Chem Dry. And let's see what the Vikings have in store. Stamper in the backfield. Nastaly to his left. And they give it off to the guy on the right. Oh, and that is, I believe, Sumner getting down to the 21 on that first down carry. They'll spot it back maybe at the, they're on the 20, so it's still a nice carry on first down, second and eight. Or excuse me, second and two.
Sumner's done some nice work in relief of Zaire Simpson, who unfortunately went out injured.
Hopefully nothing long-lasting. 2-0, our second down and 2 yards for the Vikings from their own 20-yard line. Stamper takes the snap, looking for some space, takes it to the outside, now cuts it back in. So you have a chance at the sticks, and Stamper, they will move it. Not by much, but he does get the first down distance, and it's a fresh set for the Vikings as the clock ticks down to 7:36.
All we need is those first downs. Keep the clock moving. Works out perfectly.
23-yard line for the Vikings, first and 10. Just got an update from Jackson. Columbia Central now a 25-8 lead over Addison. 20-10, Coldwater leads Northwest with 9:26 to go in that one.
That's getting scary.
Here it's a 12-5 lead. 12-7 lead for the Vikings in that first down. Nice run.
21, Blair Pippen with the carry.
Blair Pippen takes it out to the 32, and that's going to make it second down and one for the Vikings. And then Pippen
down
still down
one,
on the
Jacob
field
Miner
here.
On the play. It's a gain of nine.
Punching the ground. Turf there.
And there is an injury timeout on the field.
That would be a big loss. He's been doing a little bit of everything, including punting.
Yeah. Clock stopped at 6:51. Again, 12-7 Viking lead with the football. Second and one from their own 33-yard line. Or excuse me, 32-yard line. The line to gain is the 33. Jackson started at a 7-0 deficit. Have scored two unanswered touchdowns, but have failed on each conversion try, hence the 12-7 score. And now an injured player down on the field. Let's take a 30-second commercial break and wish Blair Pippen well as Vikings lead at 12-7 on WKHM.
Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center features steel power equipment, leaf blowers, chainsaws, tree trimmers, power washers, and more. Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center has easy material pickup and can deliver lumber right to your doorstep. Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, everything to build your world with lumber, paint, plumbing, and outdoor tools. Just 6 miles west of Jackson on M60.
The smartest way.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
A little attrition here for the Vikings as Pippen has helped to the sideline. Second down and one for the Vikings, and they hand it off again. And this time Pinckney is going to stop it for before it goes too far. They do give it a yard, enough to get the first down. Say push him backwards afterwards.
I was not guessing that he got the yardage, but he did.
And number three,
valuable first down. Clock is still ticking.
Ball now spotted at the 6.5 yard line.
Now our number 12-7 Vikings lead from the 33 yard line. So they just got what they needed to get that the chains moved. And at first and 10 here, it is Kyron Stamper taking the snap. Couple fakes, gives it up to Nastaly coming around on the end around, and Nastaly is going to only be able to get about two on that. It looks like
up the left side,
maybe one. We're in this spot. Yeah, they'll put it on the 35. Second down and eight for the Vikings from there.
Did stay in bounds, so the clock is continuing to go.
We're inside of 6 minutes now in the fourth quarter for Fuller's Chem Dry.
We're going to draw the winning ticket.
And
just for you, Corovis.
Vikings break the huddle here. Stamper gets him set. He's going to keep to the left side. Gets away from a tackle in the backfield, back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe an extra yard on that sideline on the other side, looking for the spot from the official.
Chase out of bounds by number one, Jacob Miner.
No, they'll put it right back on the 35, so it'll be third down and eight now for the Vikings. And the clock stops going out of bounds there, 5:20.
Puts a lot of pressure on this play. 35-yard line, going to have to pick up some yards before you seriously consider a fourth down.
Just one back for Stamper. And they get him to jump. We saw it happen on the other side of the ball. Now the Vikings coax the Pirates offside. So a third and eight becomes a third and three
yards to go
at the 40. And a much better look here for the Vikings, trying to keep this drive alive, run out this clock, and wrap up this win.
Might be far enough down the field you can consider taking two tries at it.
They knew they needed that.
Here we go, third down play. Stamper's going to keep going to the left side. He's got the first down. Still on his feet at the 50. Wow, he looks fast. Up the sideline, 30, 20. Touchdown, Kyron Stamper.
Ah, they called him out of bounds.
Ah, he stepped out of bounds. Trying to tiptoe that sideline. But it will get him down to the 27 in Pirate territory. And Stamper, wow, that's he looked greasy fast on that run, Keith.
He was powering through, but they just managed to get him out of bounds. Not a terrible thing for Jay High as they can continue to work on this clock.
Took 10 seconds there, 5:10 to play in the fourth quarter for Fuller's Chem Dry. And first and 10 for the Vikings from the Pirates' 27-yard line. Kyron Stamper. I think that might be the first time we've seen him at full speed all night. And that's a compliment to the Pinckney defense. Stamper gives it up to Nastaly, off tackle to the left side, and he's going to make his way down to the 20-yard line before he's stopped. Looks like maybe they're move it back, so they're going to give him the 22. And that'll make it second and five here for the Vikings. But it keeps the clock going. We're down to 4:50 and running before the Vikings have to run a play here. We'll get another 20 seconds or so off of there.
Consider some of the injuries that the Vikings have had to their running backs. Stamper's really done a good job of continuing to lead them down the field.
Second and five, 4:30. And there's the snap, handed off. And that's going to be Sumner.
Number six, Carter Sumner.
Out to the 20, so third down and two here for the Vikings.
This will be
a place where they've got two plays to get that first down, Keith. And we're down to 4:15 and still running here.
Vikings got to avoid some of the mistakes that have sent them backwards all night long. So they want to make sure they're getting positive yardage. If they do that, they'll have a couple cracks at it.
There we go. They break the huddle. Shotgun snap. Here it goes. And it's going to be Stamper keeping. Works to the left side. Now cuts back into the middle of the field. Still on his feet. Battling down inside of the 10.
Stamper with the keep inside the 10-yard line.
And they'll get him down to the... I put it on the 8, Keith. First and goal from there.
You've been impressed by his speed, but I've been pretty impressed with his power. He seems to have a low center of gravity and just keeps driving.
From the 8.
Yeah, he's not a huge guy, but there's definitely the desire to get those extra yards, and he runs strong.
Pinkney, Katie Carruthers.
I feel like that's a lot of what it is. He just does not give up. He doesn't go down. He keeps leaning forward and keeps on driving.
First and goal, Vikings down to 3:19 to play here. Touchdown just about ices it. Of course, anything can happen, but this could be a big score for the Vikings. And they give it up to Sumner. Cuts out to the outside, inside of the 5-yard line before he's knocked out of bounds, and they'll put it down to the 4. Second and goal for the Vikings from there.
Defender got him a little bit in the backfield, but he kept on fighting, managed to gain the edge, and zoom down the sidelines for some extra yardage.
Looks like a gain of about 4. Ball spotted at the 4. Second and goal from there.
Somewhere with a chance, or anyone from the Vikings with a chance to punch this one in. We're down to 2:35 on the clock in the fourth quarter.
I think you called it early in the games. Vikings made a commitment of going downfield and not dancing around so much in the backfield, and it's made a lot of difference.
12-7, they lead. Looking to add to it here from the 4. And they give it up. Nastali going for the tough run. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
Carry for number 3.
Nastali taking it to 4 yards and carrying a couple guys with him. And the Vikings go ahead 18-7 with an extra point try coming. And it's we're on the home side here. This, Keith, this has really quieted these guys down.
Not even the cowbells are getting sounded right now.
18-7, 11-point lead for the Vikings, and they have a chance to add to it here, though the two-point conversions have been tough to come by so far in this one. The touchdown brought to you by Aspen, one-hour heating and air conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
This one's a big one. If you could get this, then it takes more than a field goal and a touchdown for Pinckney, so get some three full possessions ahead.
Well, and you run this clock all the way down to 2:17, and they will fail to get into there.
To give to number 3, Bryce Nastali, for the two-point attempt.
Yeah, messed that one up. It meant more beyond just a field goal and touchdown for Wrightney, but not to be.
And number 70.
As it is, still a two-possession advantage for the Vikings. 30-second commercial break, and we'll kick it off when we come back. Vikings lead at 18-7 on WKHM.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
I'll be back deep for the Pirates. Curtis Winters to kick.
Time running out here for the Pirates, trailing 18-7 at home. 2:17 on the clock in the fourth quarter for Fuller's Chem Dry. That last touchdown brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. And stay tuned for our post game where we'll pick our player of the game, brought to you by Industrial Steel Treating. kick goes down to the 25, fielded there by the Pirates. And slashing his way through the coverage team out to the 40 is Pinckney.
Tackle by number 10, Jaden Ramirez.
That,
first and 10, Pirates.
Excuse me, that was Miner on the return.
Any guesses who got the tackle?
Charles Johnson?
Charles Johnson.
41-yard line for the Pirates to start this possession with 2:14 left. So we might expect the Pirates to go to the air here. A little prevent for the Vikings.
Four wide receivers.
And that throw incomplete. And not a quick release there for the quarterback, but into traffic a little bit, and the receiver took a little hit there.
The Vikings really had a much better chance of catching it than the Pinckney receiver.
And I think at this point, if you're the Vikings, you're watching where Carruthers is. He's been the favorite target all night for Jax Raymond when he goes to the air, and he's playing out of that slot.
Jalen Potter delivered a hip. There was a few guys that had a chance to get their hands on it for the Vikings.
Back to throw. Raymond's got a little time. Let's one go up into the air. Jump ball knocked away by the Vikings defense. Good defense there, too, to get there just as the ball arrived. Make their contact, make it a tough catch, and he's unable to hold on. And it stops the clock, though, with 2:05, but it's 3rd and 10 now for Pinckney.
Potter got burned by a couple of catches, the one in particular in the first half. He looks determined not to let that happen again.
Looks like Cadell Williams back in the lineup for the Titans tonight as Lumen Christie leads 35-13 at U of D Jesuit just into the fourth. 7-0 Baltimore leads the Tigers. Minnie's still trailing Boston if you're paying attention to MLB. Raymond with enough time to get a throwaway.
Oh, off his hands.
It was short, maybe nearly intercepted. That'll bring up fourth down for Pinckney.
Jaden Potter had his hands on a diving attempt but couldn't quite keep it off the ground.
Clock stops at precisely 2 minutes here. 18-7 lead for the Vikings. Perhaps a last gasp here for Pinckney.
They don't got much choice. They need to go for it.
They take a timeout here. We'll take a 30-second commercial break. Try to wrap this one up when we come back. Vikings lead at 18-7 here on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Curious to see what Pinckney runs here on a fourth down play. Need 10 to go. You got 2 minutes. Maybe something special. Maybe go into the playbook a little bit here.
Well, right now Jackson High is all over them. They're not giving them much space, and between the penetration in the backfield and the coverage of the D-backs.
Raymond back to throw it up, and Special is just going to bomb one down the seam. One-hand catch attempt, takes a hit. And that's Kyron Stamper down there making the defensive play, and that receiver is going to be in pain down there, and they're going to call out trainers as he's writhing.
The Pinckney teammates are saying they need to get there over in a hurry to help him out, so...
Yeah, that receiver going up, stretched out, and Stamper just right there to make a hit. Didn't seem dirty.
No,
just seemed like he just
excellent play to break
timing
it up.
Timing to go in there and break up the pass play. And really stretched out, just exposed, so it could be ribs, it could be upper body stuff, Keith. Just a shame that we got a player down in the field. We don't like that at all. Minute 54 to play. That will be a turnover on downs, and the Vikings will get it back. But you don't like to see when the other players are that concerned when a player's down.
No, they wanted those trainers out there right now, so they saw something they didn't like.
So we're in anticipation here in the home stands have gone even more quiet with the player down, and again the bench for the Pirates watching here closely as well. Run down some of these scores that we have from elsewhere in Jackson tonight, or other teams from Jackson. Lemon Christie leading 42-13 in their game over at U of D Jesuit. Titans well on their way to another victory there. Last update from Northwest, Coldwater was leading 20-17 with 6:08 to play in the fourth. Columbia Central with a 25-8 advantage over Addison. Excuse me, 32-8 over Addison in our last update there. And our player is back to his feet. Our last update from Michigan Center homecoming, 20-6. They were trailing Leslie. And they had had a serious injured player that required EMS out at their game. And thankfully here our player is up and leaving the field on his own, under his own power, but clearly shaken up on the play. And he will make it to the sideline. So the minute 54 to play, it's Jackson Viking ball. They'll have possession on the Pinckney 41. And I still can't quite get the number on that, Keith.
The injured player?
The injured player. It's number zero. That is Hayden Beaver. So he goes to the bench and is seated there as the play resumes on the field.
It was kind of wobbling, like maybe it got his bell rung pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Turnover on downs means Jackson football.
So the Vikings will try to wrap this one up. Minute 54 to play, 18-7 lead. If you're the Vikings, just get the clock started. Maybe get a first down here, and it's Sumner carrying from the 41 down to the 36, giving 5 yards on first down, second and five.
Liked how Sumner came through that line, two hands on the ball, max security, and still churned out good yardage on first down.
Second down, 5 yards to go.
I mean, and I don't know in your head if you focus on things that could go wrong and trying to prevent them, or if you just continue to try to do something well, Keith. But, I mean, I guess at this point you want to minimize any risk.
Time from the injury, when it shocked me, the coaches said, make sure you keep this ball off the ground.
Down to 111 now before the Vikings will snap it here. And there's a low snap to give to Nastali. And they pile him up. He won't get to the sticks. At the 32-yard line. Call it 33, and it'll be third down in about two. And yeah, request for a kneel down up here in the booth. I don't think Pinckney's going to use up any of the timeouts and extend this any.
A little surprised by that, aren't you?
No. We do have an update. 20-12, the score. Michigan Center scored at the halftime, and congratulations to Tobin Reimers, homecoming king.
Classmate of ours, son.
Timmy did the game with me last week.
Even more impressive.
Congrats, Tim Reimers. There's a proud tradition of homecoming kings in Michigan Center. Nastali takes the handoff.
A little slow on that one, King Steve.
He's going to get out to the 31. They'll move the chains, and that ought to do it for us. 2 seconds, 1 second. Final buzzer, 18-7, our final here at Pinckney High School. Attrition for both teams, but the Vikings hold on, score three times unanswered, and take this win home. Stay 4-0 on the year. Let's take 2 minutes here on the post game, and we'll come back and wrap things up from Pinckney. Again, the Vikings victorious tonight, 18-7 on WKHM.
Hey there again, Jackson. This is Joel at Phelps Towing wishing you all a happy and safe summer. Don't forget to give us a shout if you've spent a little too much time on the lake and happen to lock your keys in your car. Or even worse yet, your car won't start. We offer all types of vehicle services and are here to serve you 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, even on holidays. Phelps Towing is a family-owned company, and our goal is to serve Jackson County and the surrounding areas with honest, dependable service in your time of need. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921. That's 764-1921.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Keith Richards in the post game here. Vikings win it 18-7. We're found themselves down 7-0 late in the first half. Managed to answer before the halftime with a six and go into the locker room trailing 6-7. Came out, shut Pinckney out in the second half, scored twice themselves, put it out of reach late, and just a workmanlike effort for Jackson. Nothing came easy tonight, but they outworked Pinckney to the final score of 18-7.
Had several mistakes that they had to overcome, but they did it, and way less penalties in the second half certainly helped. That said, it was a close game throughout until that very end touchdown to put it away. Fortunately, some serious injuries, it looks like, possibly for Viking sideline. So hopefully those players aren't out too long, but a couple of guys on crutches, so that's a little scary to see.
Just hope it's out of an abundance of caution, Keith, and that they'll have those guys active for next week. It's going to be a tough one for the Vikings on the road at Ypsilanti. So great win, 4-0 now. Jackson High, and we need our industrial steel treating player of the game, and we both were in agreement that Kyron Stamper kind of put his stamp on this one, maybe at a greater level than anyone else. Honorable mention, Charles Johnson, Cartier Sumner, you had Blair Pippen played well, Nastali had good moments, so a lot of contributions from the Vikings. Stamper just kind of was the one that put his head a little bit above everyone, especially with that late run. That kind of sealed things for the Vikings.
Late run, but he has also had that late hit, too, that ended the game defensively, mm-hmm. So effectively ended the game defensively. So he made his impact known on both sides of the ball. But when they needed a big play, when they needed a big first down, it was Stamper that provided it.
Without question, Kyron Stamper brought the heat tonight for Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson. And they've been bringing the heat to Jackson for 80 years, back from 1943. And they give so much credit every time they talk. All they want to do is talk about their loyal employee family at Industrial Steel Treating, our Player of the Game sponsor. And congrats to Kyron Stamper on receiving that honor. Vikings 18-2-7 to get the win, going to 4-0. They're next on the road at Ipsy Community. Meanwhile, Pinckney goes to 0-4. and their second conference loss. They're home next week against Tecumseh. That will not be any easier than this was. Homecoming night, so maybe they can get a little extra juice and get their first win in the league and at all in this 2024 campaign for Pinckney. Our next broadcast is at Dearborn Divine Child. Next Friday, Lumen Christi on the road to take on Divine Child, and we'll make that drive out to Dearborn. I'm not sure who's going to be in the booth with me for that one, to be quite honest. We'll see. I'll let you know as soon as I know. Keith, thanks for being able to make it out on short notice tonight. Our last update, and I was kind of delaying a little bit to see if maybe we could find out, but Northwest scored, and now they lead 24-20 with a minute 38 to go in that one in the fourth quarter on homecoming night. That would be a raucous Northwest Mountie crowd out there on Van Horn Road.
That sounds like pure homecoming magic.
Yeah, that's got to be a fun broadcast for Mark W. Daly and Connor Dockery back in Jackson on K105.3. So if you're listening to us now and you want to hear how that concludes, I won't blame you if you turn the dial. Matter of fact, we're going to wrap it up here from Pinckney, our player of the game tonight. Kyron Stamper, quarterback/defensive back for the Vikings, and Charles Johnson with an honorable mention. Great job on the defensive side especially. He's a special player and important to what they're going to do. If they're going to continue this undefeated season, they're going to need him to be big next Friday night against Ypsilanti Community. So for Keith Richards, Luke Moorhead back in the studio. Keith, I want to give you a chance. Any final thoughts tonight? Your first high school football call.
Oh, that's mostly. I'm pretty honored that you called me out here, but mostly it's just fun listening to you call a game. I'm truly impressed how much better you've gotten over the years, and right now you're pretty darn fantastic. So I feel like you carry me a whole lot, and I appreciate it. As long as I don't mess you up, I'm pretty honored to sit by your side.
Well, I don't want to diminish. I think you did a great job in your first football call, but we've done baseball and basketball together previously, so it's not as though we don't have any rapport. And sometimes it's just nice to have good company when we got a road game, so I appreciate you making the drive with me. And,
that might be my biggest contribution is not stepping on your toes. So at least I wasn't talking over you too much. And
there you go.
I feel like I gave a little info, but mostly you give a great call, so thanks.
Well, teamwork makes the dream work. It was fun, and it's beautiful weather tonight for our drive back to Jackson. So, find out. Flip over to that other game. I will. You know what? Before we wrap up, I'll give the last couple score updates that I had again. Looks like all Lumen Christi 42-13, our last update from there. And Michigan Center was trailing 20-12 at home at halftime. So they still got a lot of game left over there. A long delay for an injury. And Columbia Central, 32-8, they were leading Addison. They'll probably hold on to win that one. So that's what we got for you tonight. And have a great night. Thanks, Luke. And we'll talk to you next week on WKHM.
Our live coverage of Jackson area football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.